broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, along with you live. We are live 6 days a week. How many talk shows get that done, ladies and gentlemen? This is the broadcast for June 23rd. In the year of our Lord, 2018, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We believe in the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, and we reject revolution, but we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. We're not the greatest country on the earth because we're better than anybody else, ladies and gentlemen. But we have found the grand old experiment to be successful the founding fathers put in place. They had some of the most brilliant minds brought to the earth by the Almighty to put together a free country. And we did it, ladies and gentlemen. Our founding fathers gave all they had on the altar of the sacred cause of liberty, and it has paid off. The grand old experiment has been proven successful. It's far from perfect, but it's the best we've ever seen. And that's why the United States, with its unique checks and balances put in place to make sure that nobody gets too much power, and then to turn to God rather than government for solutions, is so brilliant. Such a wonderful opportunity. Such a pattern to follow for other nations. And that's why I say, just because we have found an incredible solution that works, it needs to be understood that it's only for a moral people. It's only for a people that turn to God and obey His commandments. It starts with the Ten Commandments. It starts with the Bill of Rights. It starts with the idea that we, the people, are accountable to God for our actions, and we must be self-governed. And then we put a unique plan in place to do our best to make sure no one gets too much power. And even though government isn't perfect, we believe governments are instituted among men for the protection of the consent of the governed. And so that's why we as Americans have the most unique system in the world. And it should be one of our greatest exports. We should be a beacon on a hill, an example to other nations. And we're not here to say other peoples aren't good. We are here to say if they want to have success, stability, freedom, they may be forced to have a revolution in their own country. You know what? That may be necessary. For us, we don't need a revolution. We need a peaceful restoration of the principles that made America great. And if we want America to be great, we've got to have America good. Good as in moral. You know, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Right? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. You know, thou keep the Sabbath day holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. These principles are key, critical to the success of any nation. If we turn our back on those things, we, just like any other peoples, will fail. We will lose our blessings, our inheritance, or whatever you want to call it. And so it's not that we're better than anybody else. It is that we have the pattern, the proper role of government, this unique, very delicate balance between enough coordination, delegated authority, to make sure that the vacuum doesn't get filled by something worse, right? Our government's far from perfect, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of criticism that can go around to all government, but ours seems to be under siege more than most. And I submit to you that it is appropriate for us to criticize our government, as long as we do so understanding that we have one of the greatest countries on the face of the earth. And, in other words, so you can criticize the government, but you need to understand the reality of the situation, that we have a great, great, great government. It's got a lot of problems. And as long as we criticize, we need to make sure that we're criticizing the right things and praising the right things. When the government breaks the law, we need to criticize it in an effort to hold them accountable so that nobody's above the law. See, it's these principles, these checks and balances, these fundamental understandings that make America unique. Hey, if government officials are breaking the law, we need to be absolutely critical of that. But at the same time, if government's doing a good job, we need to praise and support that. And we need to look back to the understanding of the founding fathers. We need to look back to the Declaration of Independence. Government derives its power from the consent of the governed. That's us. And when government appropriately uses that authority, that delegated authority, then we need to be absolutely appreciative and grateful. When they don't use that authority properly, though, we need to be very critical with an eye towards correcting the out-of-bounds situation. And I bring that up because there's a very tough topic I want to talk about today. It's immigration. And we've talked about it a lot. And we're going to talk about it right now. So the problem is, the media is full of propaganda and lies. Okay? They're attacking Donald Trump, ignorantly so on the case of some of them, intentionally so on the case of most of the media, and they're doing it by deception. So this takes fake news to an all new level. It's one thing to lie about a story for your agenda. Okay? It's another thing to lie about your story and destroy the proper role of limited government. So I submit to you that the mainstream press is blatantly, absolutely anti-government. How do I know? Because of the narratives they paint. Let me give you an example. They have a lot of these immigrant children in what they're calling cages. Okay, I don't like the word cage exactly. However, factually, that's what it is. You say, well, Sam, if it's factually that's what it is, why don't you like that word being used? Because it's not exactly accurate, right? Here's what I mean. Yes, there are fenced off areas. And yes, it's kind of like a cage. But a cage would suggest that we're putting them in there for isolation purposes. We're putting them in there because we want to mock and jeer at them like an animal in a cage, or that we think of them as being on an animalistic level. Remember Donald Trump called the gang members who are violent, he called them animals. The mainstream press tried to make it sound like Donald called all immigrants animals. That's a lie. It wasn't true. They got caught. Okay. But the fact is, it makes it sound like, hey, we want to put these animals in a cage, and how evil it is to cage these, you know, law-abiding, good, honest immigrants, or these horrible, deprived and abused and children. Okay. That's the lie. Okay. That's the lie. Why is it a lie? Because what do you do with these people if you don't have the infrastructure for them? I mean, they make it sound like we should take these immigrants and move each one of them into a 3,500 square foot home, like a lot of Americans, or give them a room of their own, like government foster guidelines require. Okay, they act like we have just facility after facility after facility, almost like posh hotel digs for these people. And they act like we're putting them in cages for these negative or evil intended purposes, that we just hate the animal immigrants. And therefore, this is an intentional put them in a cage because we believe they're beneath the rest of us kind of narrative. It's a lie. It's absolutely dishonest. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. All right. I'm going to prove to you they're lying. And the mainstream press knows they're lying. And this is a very immoral thing to do. And Donald Trump has talked about the media over and over and over, and how dishonest they are. He's absolutely spot on. So, yes, it isn't great digs for these people who crossed the border illegally. And some of these poor children, to no fault of their own, are in bad situations. I agree. But again, it's a relative comparative discussion. Let me give you an example. Sadly, many of these parents put their daughters on birth control that are 10, 11, 12 years old before they even embark on the journey. Why? Because they know that their daughter getting raped is a very real possibility, in fact, a probability in many situations, along this journey to freedom or journey to America. Now, that's horrible. Knowing that your daughter's probably going to be raped on the way, but yet you choose to come anyway. That's a very, very big statement, right? Well, understanding that, why would a parent ever agree to that? Because where they're at is much worse, right? In other words, fleeing peril, parents accept risks at the border. New York Times even writes an article about this. All right, many families, especially those from countries in Central America, they're plagued by gang violence and ruined economies. And they're making the calculation that even if they get separated at the U.S. border, it's way better than staying in their gang-ridden, violent countries. Okay? So am I sad that anybody would be put in a stockade or a place that's not very, you know, humane? Absolutely. It's horrible. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's fine. What I'm saying is it's a relative discussion. You take a kid that's literally going to be murdered and raped and pillaged and plundered and sold into sexual slavery, and you literally, as a parent, say, I'm going to give them birth control so that when they get raped along the way, this horrible, perilous journey, I'm going to put them in that situation. I'm going to even have them leave their mom and their dad and go with maybe a slave trader in hopes that my child might have a better life. And they accept those risks. They're doing it because they have a realistic comparison of what's really going on here. The problem is the American people have no clue, and the media manipulates big time. We'll talk about it, folks.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So the media literally attacks Donald Trump, saying how horrible it is that he's putting these children in cages and separating them from their parents. And oh, how evil the Donald really is. But I submit to you that the mainstream press is absolutely blatantly beyond fake news in this case, promoting literally disastrous consequences with their false, deceptive, dishonest, immoral narrative. It's beyond fake. It's criminal narrative, if you will. Why? Because they know full well it's a lie. It's all relative in this discussion, right? Fleeing peril. Parents accept risks at border, writes the New York Times. They're finally starting to even have to admit it, folks. It's so bad, so blatant, so belligerent, so over the top. Many families, especially those from countries in Central America, plagued by gang violence and economic conditions say, you know what, we don't care if our kids are separated from us at the border. We're going to take a chance because, you know what, any chance for a better life is better than what we've got. And little girls, 10 years old, 12 years old, literally put on birth control, put in the hands of, I don't know what you call them, coyotes or whatever you want to say, people who traffic children, and say, I hope my daughter doesn't get raped on the way, but I bet she will. And it's so horrible, but it's better than the life we have. Even if she gets raped, even if she gets separated, even if she ends up in America all alone in a, quote, cage, or lack of a better dig, when there's so many of them, a better place to stay, it's way better than what we've got, and we're willing as parents to take that chance. Now, why isn't the media telling you these parents are so horrible then, if they're willing to do that? Because the media knows the truth. They know that these parents are doing their very best to give their children a chance at life, a chance at a better life, a chance at freedom and stability and safety and security. And these parents are wisely choosing this because it's far from perfect, but it's better than what they've got. So why isn't the media talking about these countries of origin that are so full of violence and criminal activity and rape and pillage and child slavery and child sexual trafficking and slavery? And why isn't the focus on these countries that are so evil and hostile that parents would ever consider taking such a chance like this? Because they're dishonest. They're going to blame Trump instead of blaming the countries of origin. All right. So I know the mainstream press is lying because I see the truth. The parents literally in the New York Times are saying, we don't care how bad it gets in America. It's a gazillion times better than what we have. And even though it's far from perfect, we're going to take that chance. Now, then you say, OK, well, how about the fact that, you know, Barack was good to these immigrants and Donald's evil. Donald literally is just acting like he has no choice. And this separation policy is mandatory and these cages are evil. And, you know, I don't know. Well, they're forgetting the true narrative. The fact is, this has been going on under George Bush. It's been going on under Bill Clinton. In fact, Ronald Reagan granted amnesty to a bunch of people. You could say that Ronald Reagan was the kindest of all, to some degree. But you got a problem with amnesty because it violates our laws, ladies and gentlemen, right? I started out this broadcast saying, you know, we're a nation based on the rule of law. Well, it turns out there's headlines in the mainstream press now. New York Times and other places are reporting now that Obama, that's Barack Hussein Obama, detained thousands, did you hear me? Thousands of migrant children and put them in cages. And lawsuits are accusing his administration of inhumane conditions in these facilities. They call them detainment facilities. So now there's even lawsuits against Barack Obama for putting these children in cages, doing the same thing that Donald Trump is doing. Now, am I attacking Barack Obama and defending Donald Trump? No, I am not. That's where the media lies. They lie on several fronts. They lie on acting like Barack and Bill Clinton and the Democrats were doing great, and the evil Republicans are just horrible, especially that unhinged Donald Trump. That's one way they lie. The other way they lie is in this relativism discussion where, you know what, when parents are fleeing peril and parents accept risk at the border, parents understand that it's far from perfect in America, but it's a gazillion times better than they have, and that's why they're willing to do it, okay? But the media is separated from reality, folks, is my whole point, and the Family Research Council, interesting group to do this, huh? Family Research Council literally writes an article on this. It's called Media Separated from Reality at Border. Now, if it's true that Donald's so hostile to the immigrant children and everybody else was so kind to them before evil Trump, then why would the Family Research Council, their whole purpose is to protect and promote family? They write an article saying the media separated from reality at border, June 22nd, 2018. It's one thing to tell a story that tugs at your heartstrings, they write. It's quite another to manipulate that story, to color people's view. Of course, the liberal media knows a thing or two about twisting the truth to, quote, suit their narrative. And after days of posting gut-wrenching photos of children at the border, the facts are finally catching up with these dishonest thugs in the mainstream press. Turns out the faces of the immigration debate are not faces from this crisis at all. Time magazine, by the way, is one of the biggest offenders. Its latest cover has a crying toddler with its face turned up towards Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is, you know, pitched as kind of this evil man that hates immigrants. And the poor child is, well, they want you to believe that's because Donald's forcing the separation and the poor child is just in panic mode. It's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. It turns out that child was never separated from her mother at all. It's turning out to be a major scandal and embarrassment for Time Magazine and other like-minded, dishonest media. It turns out the little girl's father actually went to the press to force the correction. In other words, he's kind of a whistleblower on the dishonest press. And he insists that the child, the little girl and her mom were never separated at the border. Believe it or not, to its credit, the Washington Post outed Time Magazine and pointed out that the heart-wrenching image captured by, quote, award-winning Getty Images photographer John Moore was spread across the front pages of international newspapers, and it was used to promote this Facebook fundraiser. So let me get this right. You got the mainstream press using a photo, kind of hinting that there's a separation between a child and a parent to paint this narrative. Turns out the parent and child in the photo were never separated. They used this internationally, right? And they had a Facebook fundraiser related to this now that has collected more than $18 million to help reunite separated families. See how dishonest this is? Time isn't the only outlet taking liberties with the truth. Other outlets have been now forced to literally apologize on air for using a photo of a, quote, caged little boy after describing him as, quote, ripped from the arms of their mothers by an evil Donald Trump and his policies. The propaganda, ladies and gentlemen, is so out of control, writes Family Research Council, that the New York Times even was forced to take the rare step of shaming the left. Can you imagine in a column how liberals got lost on the story of missing children at the border? And they talked about how using a photo of two little boys in a cage as their example, they say this image has been widely shared on social media in recent days as an example of the, quote, Trump administration's cruel policies towards immigrants. But here's the truth. Ready? The photo was taken back in 2014, folks. It's not a recent photo at all. And guess who was president then? That's right. Barack Hussein Obama, who we don't even know if he has a valid birth certificate at this point, do we? The irony, folks, about this is no one needs to manipulate the truth to horrify Americans about the situation on the U.S. border. There are more than enough nightmarish stories on the border to compel anyone to act, and we should. You'd have to be the, quote, tin man without a heart not to be moved by what's happening to children before they ever even get to the United States border. People at Ground Zero, for example, like people at National Border Patrol, they have seen enough to keep them awake every night with nightmares. On CNN, they explain the details of the absolutely devastating impact that lawlessness, think about that word, have on families. Let's talk about it. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So the Family Research Council is writing an article that's incredible. Media separated from reality at borderfrc.org. Now, they explain this, and they talk about these family, these border patrol groups that really know what they're talking about, that want to strengthen our borders. They literally tell you stories about a four-year-old girl. It was literally sent with kind of a, I don't know what you call it, almost a pilgrimage to try to come to the United States. Kind of a gypsy group, I don't know what to call it. But a four-year-old had a number to try to get a hold of mom, scribbled on her shirt and just sent over. No family. Because the mom just, you know, feels like, hey, it's so bad in the country of origin that, I mean, I'd almost rather have my kid die on the journey than stay where we are. It's that bad of a scenario, folks. A 9-year-old died from heat stroke. Literally no family around. Nobody to claim the child. Now, these are horrible examples. I agree 1,000%. But this idea that Donald Trump is putting them in cages as if other administrations haven't done the same thing, this whole portrayal is wrong and dishonest. In fact, to rescue this child from this horrible migrant journey, and rescue the child from the country of origin, where everything is just horrible, folks, when you study it, and put them in these, I don't know, I don't even want to call them cages. Putting them I'm going to call them protection facilities. You see how you can wordsmith and make, man, when you put it in that light, you go, man, Donald Trump is a hero, right? All right, they're holding facilities because what do we do with this child? How do we honestly protect our borders from criminals? How do we appropriately find a way for these people that are in horrible situations? I think it's a fair question to ask. But we're not going to do it by allowing our laws to be trampled. We're not going to do it by allowing lawlessness at all. In fact, that's why these countries of origin have the problems they have, is there's lawlessness everywhere. There's gangs, there's drugs, there's violence, there's sex, there's trafficking of children, there's slavery, it goes on and on and on to the point where these parents are so desperate they will do anything. Anything out of the love for their children to say, I know it's horrible. Little 10-year-old girl, I'm going to put you on some kind of a birth control and I'm going to send you away. These mothers are not doing that because they hate their child, because they're evil, because they're conspiring with Donald Trump to just destroy the immigrants. They're doing it because they say, I love you and I hope and pray you can have a better life and I don't know what to do for you otherwise. And Donald then puts them in this holding facility saying, there's so many of them, we don't have great spots for them, but we can at least protect them from the evil world out there. See, that's the narrative that's the truth, folks, that the mainstream press is absolutely lying about. Let me give you a little more intel on this girl on the Time cover magazine. She's not separated from her family like they deceptively made you believe. It turns out that the photo of the immigrant toddler on the cover of Time magazine may not be what you think. Turns out that she's seen crying. Well, just so you know, the photo's doctored. How do we know? Because it's a digitally added Donald Trump in the first place. All right, John Moore captured the photo of the child as the girl and her mother, Sandra Sanchez, were being detained in Texas. And the mother is applying for asylum. Reuters brought the details forward on this. And the photo became, well, they brought in $18 million plus dollars over this photo to try to help unite families. But, well, the mother and daughter were never separated. Dennis Valera, I guess is how you say it. Dennis Valera, that's the father in Honduras, said that, well, the girl was never separated from her mother at all. It's dishonest. It's not true. And he literally from Honduras came forward for the truth. Why would he do that? Why would this parent do that when he could get so much more mileage out of the media's dishonesty? Because Dennis knows what a blessing that America is to his family. And he's going, wait a minute. It's not perfect conditions there, but compared to what my poor wife and my daughter are going through, it's a blessing and a half. And Dennis, this guy from Honduras, knows it. And he wants the truth. Because America is doing wonderful things for these children, even though it's not perfect. Right? A border agent even confirms to CBS News details. They say that the search of Sanchez took about 2 minutes. He personally then asked Sanchez, that's this mother, how her and her daughter were doing, and the girl stopped crying the moment she was picked up. White House Chief of Staff, White House Press Chief, I should say, Sarah Sanders, was one of the first to address the dishonest media. And she tweeted, she says it's shameful that she says Dems in the media, but I say the media as a whole, exploited this photo of a little girl to fit their agenda. Anyway, in a Washington Post interview, Moore, that's the guy who took the photo. Well, he said for a second, the mother and daughter were definitely separated. But he does say he watched the mother and daughter climb into the Border Patrol van together and be driven away. Now, why would the author of the photo allow this lie about his own photo continue if he saw the mother and daughter literally be driven off together in a government van? a Border Patrol van. He watched the mother and daughter driven off together after he took his photo. Why do we got to rely on the father from Honduras for the truth? Now, he said, well, I had to make a correction on this. So now after he got caught with his dishonest photo, he added the correction that he said the original article misstated the truth. The toddler was not carried away screaming, separated from his or her mother by the Border Patrol. That did not happen, and he knew it, but he allowed the lie to stand about his photo until the Honduran father came forward to tell the truth. The girl and the mother, we know where they are now. They're being held together at a facility in Texas while the mother's, listen, while her asylum request is reviewed, according to CBS News. They know full well the whole time the truth here, folks. And it took us to have a Honduran father tell the truth. I hate to say this, but I think it even gets worse. The dishonesty. All right? Let me give you some more ammunition so that you can understand what's really going on. All right? I think what's happening is sad, but I think we're doing wonderful things for these children that come. I'll give you an example for proof. Number one, why, if Donald is so hate-filled and so evil towards immigrants, which that's their narrative, it's all Donald, he's evil, we need to have no laws in America because it'll be better. Well, that's the big old dishonest lie. If Donald wanted to get really hardcore on immigration, here's what he could do. When a mother comes with her daughter, as depicted in this story, this big lie they've told and got caught telling it by a Honduran father that wants people to know the truth about his wife and his daughter, right? And now it's confirmed by the mainstream press. They confirmed that they saw the mother and daughter drive away together. It's been confirmed that the guy who took the photo knew full well they didn't get separated, but he did not speak up. And it's, you know, it's proof that the mainstream press telling this story, they raised over $18 million on the lie, knew full well the whole time. All right. Now, I bring all that up to say this. We are doing wonderful things. But if we wanted to be real hardcore at the border, here's what Donald could do. Why do we have to assume these people can enter the United States at all? Let me say that again. Why must we assume these people have to enter the United States at all? Here's what could be done. When somebody comes to the United States border and asks for asylum, and they got a kid with them, if we wanted to be truly ruthless, all you got to do is arrest the mother, right? And then all you got to do is leave the child alone on the Mexican side of the border. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, would be 1,000 times worse than what's being done. You could arrest the mother and leave the little child on the Mexican side of the border and say, we're going to arrest the mother for trying to breach our sovereignty, and we're going to leave the child who we're not responsible for on the Mexican side alone. That would be separating families and would be pure evil. None of that, ladies and gentlemen, is being done. None of it. It's a big lie. And Barack and Bill Clinton and George Bush and other presidents are in a huge bind. I'll break it down for you in seconds. You are listening to The Truth on Liberty Roundtable Live.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left and I was so mad I got out and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money and then I dropped it in the water and I was late for history and so at lunchtime I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which of course our library didn't have. So I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool and of course I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and, you know, I'm just not going to go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asked me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so Barack Obama detained thousands of children, put them in cages just like Donald Trump is doing. I wouldn't call them cages, even though you could make that statement. It looks like a cage. But the whole intention is different. We're simply saying there's a hostile world out there. These poor children are brought here because the parents are desperate. Right? And we're doing the very best we can in these scenarios. And they're not great digs. But you know what? When children are dumped on our border, what do? Now, the hostile thing to do would be to arrest the parent, charge her with criminal activity, terrorism. Oh, we separated a family, the Hammond family. Dwight and Steve Hammond were separated from each other and from their children and wives. And why? Because they lit a backfire to try to stop a fire, and it got a little out of control. And well, now the government says that the Hammonds are terrorists, and so they've been all separated. Nevertheless, you could arrest the parents and leave the child alone on the Mexican side of the border and say, hey, we're arresting this person for terrorist activity, trying to breach our sovereignty. And this child, I don't know what to tell you about the child. We're not responsible for the child. In fact, the child's in Mexico, and we're not going to let a child come into the United States. And so therefore, Mexico is responsible. Mexico is the ones that are abusing these children. Why did they allow a mother and a daughter to run through their country illegally? Because they're illegally in Mexico, right? And Mexico lets it happen because the Mexican government wants to participate in this scandal and dishonestly deal with the United States as well. And so why not just leave the child in Mexico alone? Now, I'm not suggesting we should do that. I'm making a point. Let me state that again. I am not suggesting we do such a thing. I'm making a point that this narrative is all completely manipulated. Right? Now, I don't know if you know this, but there's another border for the United States, right? I mean, we got from sea to shining sea, east and west, the left coast and the right coast, so to speak. You got the southern border, which is being talked about big time. And the only people in this narrative, the only evil people is Donald. The liberals are good. They want to break all our laws. Mexico's good. They want to have everybody just illegally pass through their country. All these other countries of origin aren't getting the blame. But that's the reason that these families are so desperate and fleeing in the first place. Nobody gets the blame by the mainstream press except for evil old Donald. Little hand Donald. See, okay, it's bogus. It's absolutely bogus. Now, let me make this further valuable for your understanding. I don't know if you know this, but they can't stop immigrants on the southern border. They just come in wholesale. They get welfare, they break laws left and right, and they're considered undocumented immigrants. No harm, no foul. The liberals say we should just give them a pass. It's all good. How evil could we even be to think otherwise? Never mind the rule of law in our own country. But the headline from Newser, that's a great news service, by the way. You've probably never heard of it, but they do a good job. The border between the United States and Canada is the longest in the world. And it's not always well marked, points out the Bellingham Herald in Washington State. For proof, just ask 19-year-old Sadella Roman. Now, she's a Canadian, okay? She went out for a jog on the beach in British Columbia. She inadvertently crossed into the United States. Why? Because the border's not even marked up there. There's no signage, and she made a mistake and crossed the border running, got confused where she was, and she is a citizen of France, and she was in D.C., I'm sorry, B.C., British Columbia, visiting her mother in May. As she was jogging up the coast on the evening of May 21st, she made a quick detour to avoid the incoming tide, right? She then stopped to take a photo of the pretty scene. That's when two U.S. Border Patrol officers came up to her and informed her that she had just crossed the, quote, international boundary without permission. She said, I said to myself, well, I may have crossed the border by mistake, but they'll probably only give me a fine or tell me to go back to Canada, or they'll give me a warning. No such luck. She was basically taken into custody, transferred to a facility in Tacoma where she remained for a couple of weeks as she and her mother attempted to, quote, clear up the red tape. The biggest problem for the mother said there were no signs telling her that she's crossed the border. It's like a trap, her mother says. The U.S. statesman in the case said the law is the law, even if a person crosses the border accidentally. So whenever you go for a walk, a run, a hike, you better know where you are exactly. Now, I bring that up only to illustrate that, okay, so what gives? Someone can literally, by mistake, without proper signage, cross the border and go, oh my goodness, I didn't realize where I was. I'm so sorry. They get held for 2 weeks in a facility. There's not a word about it. Why didn't we let this girl who didn't even want to cross the border, did it unintentionally, why don't we just let her go at the border and let her go back and say, sorry, no harm, no foul. Why don't we mark the border with signs? So we're going to basically have liberals running around saying Mexicans and Hondurans and El Salvadorians or El Salvadorans, whatever, people from El Salvador and Guatemala and all these hostile, evil countries. They deserve to come into America. By golly, they're just undocumented, but they're great people. We ought to welcome them with open arms. We ought to violate our laws to get them here. But if somebody crosses the Canadian border by accident, who doesn't even really want to be in the United States, literally hold them for a couple of weeks. Literally put them on virtual trial for their crime. Hey, no excuse. The law is the law. You better know the law. You better know exactly where you are. It's a dishonest narrative is the point. Wow. There you have it. See, they're manipulating this for their own agenda. Now let's talk about children. Young children taken from their parents, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Times write, it doesn't just happen to immigrant parents. Did you hear me? Parents and children being separated doesn't just happen to immigrants. It happens to Americans by the thousands. It happens to Americans more than 1,000 every day for a variety of law enforcement reasons. President Trump's Secretary for Homeland Security, she shrugged off accusations. They're calling it state terror. She says, no, it's not. We do it all the time, not only to immigrants, but we do it to Americans. She says, after all, we do it every day in every part of the country. On this point, agrees the New York Times, the Secretary, Kirstjen Nielsen, is exactly right. Family separation is a sad fact of life here, happening hundreds, if not thousands of times every single day in the United States. We call that law enforcement, the Homeland Secretary said. Advocates for criminal justice reform have argued that Americans appalled at the treatment of immigrant families at the border should realize that prosecutors and the police routinely separate children from parents in the United States to American citizens, and it happens under many conditions when parents of children are arrested. It happens when incarcerated women give birth. It can even be triggered when a pregnant woman fails a mandatory drug test or when a child skips school. It comes with no warning, oftentimes in the middle of the night, folks. Just ask Americans who have dealt with these family services organizations in the United States. It can happen if you homeschool your children. It can happen if you refuse vaccinations. This one guy writes, I can see all these progressive mayors and governors getting up and grandstanding about this, about how awful it is, said David Menchel. He's a criminal defense lawyer in Portland, Oregon. And he says, I get that they're grandstanding on this. Well, if it's, quote, so awful, he wisely asks, why are we doing it so much? To Americans, too. Unlike with the more than 2,300 immigrants that the government has, quote, taken from their parents since the crackdown, American parents may not be faced with the fear that they won't be separated forever. The problem is it happens all the time. There's a bunch of ways they separate families. Incarcerating parents. Did you know that more than a quarter of American children are estimated to have a single mother in jail? Oftentimes it's for committing a minor offense. One in four black children can expect to have their fathers incarcerated before they even hit the age of 14. No one in the criminal justice system is responsible for children when their mothers go to jail, right? Women who give birth in detention centers most often are separated from their babies. Now, they're working for more effective alternatives, but that's the problem. Oftentimes, they put children in institutions or group homes or other places. Now, believe it or not, this happens. Listen carefully, you racists out there. In many cases, this happens at a much greater rate for Hispanic and blacks than whites. Well, I submit to you, all of it's a tragedy. All of it is horrible. But understand the truth. Put it in its proper perspective. Don't let the mainstream press lie to you, and understand that when people choose immoral lives, bad things happen to good people. The answer is to turn people to God, family, and country, and the answer is to protect life, liberty, and property. And the answer is an honest narrative on this discussion. These evil countries of origin, including Mexico, that lets these migrants pass illegally through their country, none of these countries are helping at all. But there's gang violence, there's sex trafficking and human trafficking, slavery, all these things are involved. It's horrible. But let's not blame it on Donald, because that's a big old lie. Now, Donald has been so frustrated, he told Congress just to go away and go home. You guys are a failure. The truth is that it should be laid at those who represent us. Those are the people that should do something about this. But every president since Ronald Reagan's last amnesty has literally been stuck in the middle while Republicans and Democrats, left and right, whatever you want to call it, battle about this immigration issue with no solutions in sight. And what we need to do is explain the narrative that these countries of origin are where all the evil begins. That's why all these parents are trying to flee. Many of them are just hoping for a better life, and you can't blame them. And why aren't we talking about Mexico illegally letting these people cross through their borders, from their southern border to their northern border, on a trek to the United States? Why are we allowing Mexico to do that at all? And where's the responsibility of the Mexican government in all this? And the countries of origin in all this? And why are we just going to blame President Trump when the truth is this has been going on for literally decades and decades and decades? This is nothing new. Donald Trump is saying to you that the status quo is the biggest problem and we've got to do something different. And he's trying to push the narrative for real solutions. By the way, just so you know, Melania, Donald Trump's wife, has visited way more of these children centers where we're holding these immigrant children. Michelle didn't visit any of them. Is the mainstream press telling you that? Don't believe the narrative lie. Stand for the truth. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. We declare this nation shall endure. Help us with funding at libertyroundtable.com. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. And we declare this nation shall endure.